It's time for the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
To me, there's nothing better than to spend all of my time out on the water.
With waterman Eric Brandon.
Because that's where I get my kicks, out on the water.
And extreme angler Joe Hector.
Hey, it's my residence.
Call your resident fishing experts, Eric and Joe, at 866-801-0940 and get hooked up.
You know where we'd be spending our weekend.
Want to see the show live? Go to the Nautical Ventures Facebook page.
Don't want to waste my time or a single dime on something high and dry.
Yeah, man, last show 2022. Go.
What a great year it's been, man. Every show has been something brand new and interesting and just weird and funny and happy. And you with your funny thing a couple of shows back going, 1925.
And I said, get you, some candy.
You have no idea what impression you're doing.
Oh, candy, man.
There he is, yeah.
Ah, get that candy. Ah, we got the
Do you even know who's singing this song, man?
Nope.
Any idea?
None.
Would Sammy Davis Jr. ring a bell at all to you, man?
No, who's that?
That's the man doing the song. It was the hit, okay?
Does he have a voice like
You're
that?
You're doing some kind of a clown barker at a cheap-ass $5 nickel-and-dime carnival, man. And it still sounds that way to this show today.
What are you talking about?
You're just like some kind of a cheap-ass...
Get your popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn peddler, man, for a nickel. Yeah. So, we're supposed to have... I'm joking now. Alan Zaremba is having some issues with his phone, man. Eric at 940 has tried him over and over again.
Right.
He goes right to his voicemail saying he's in Colombia, which he's not. He's back here.
Maybe his phone fell in the water.
I don't know what's wrong with this man's phone, man. I told Alan, call the contest line, okay, hook up with Eric, and we'll get you on the phone, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting a text from Alan saying, did you not talk to me on my phone last night, okay? Yes, we did.
Oh, he's getting cranky.
Did... call the contest line, okay? So once he gets on the phone, we're going to choose some serious bass. But I'll tell you this, though.
Yeah.
I did talk to him last night. He did say some sad news is, like in Holiday Park and some of the other places he's fished, massive peacock bass die-off. That cold front that came through. He said they're, like, just everywhere, man, which is just sad as hell to me.
I heard about that, too. I heard about, like, a lot of snook as well.
Yeah.
Which is weird, you know? Snook and jaguar cichlids, people are saying.
He said the snakeheads made it fine. The cloud knives were okay. But he says, if you go out there, man, you're seeing lots and lots of dead peacock. Now, Lake Catherine, where I'm at, I didn't see any fish affected at all.
You just caught Pablo again the other day.
Yeah, you guys are making a joke about the same fish I catch supposedly over and over again, okay, which I'm not catching over and over again. It's a brand new fish every time. But anyway, he said outside of that, the largemouth bite was good, and they were doing a pretty hot job on some other areas outside of Holiday Park. Some of the canals are better. So it's
a
sad thing,
but
I didn't realize these peacock were so sensitive to weather changes, but they really are, man. That's why you won't find them, like, north of Palm Beach or Jupiter.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. They're really, like, in just that little South Florida area.
Yeah.
That's it.
Strange, isn't it?
They're from, what, South America, so.
Well, how would Arapaimas handle? Alan's actually on the phone now.
Oh.
Almighty,
is he cranky?
Challenge this
cranky?
Was. Alan Zaremba, we have tried you like you have no idea, man. Are you on line one or not?
Alan!
I am not buying this story. You talked to me on my phone last night. No problem.
Well, guess what? I called you from the set a minute ago and went right to your voicemail. I tried you on my phone. Eric tried you on his phone. So you got a problem with your phone, man, okay?
I think you guys have a problem. Houston, there's a problem.
Thank you.
All right. We pretty much covered your whole story. I said, in fact, we talked last night, and there's a lot of dead fish. So you can go back to bed. We're pretty much done with your ass. We're finished.
I'm driving. I'm on my way up to go fishing. What are you talking about?
All right. So you did catch or see some kill off from the cold front, right?
There definitely was kill off. There's still definitely live peacocks out in the glades in some of the areas. You're just going to have to search into some new areas. So the people that got used to catching them in certain places, they're going to have to adapt. And this is part of... this is part of what happens down here.
Wow. But I mean, how many did you see, you think? Like a lot, like hundreds, thousands?
Hundreds and hundreds. out of Holiday Park, out in the Everglades, that section got hit really hard. I speculate that the areas that got the most rain, because the rainwater is what, you know, the rain coming down was cold. That's what cools the waters off faster than the air temperature well. So it was an abnormal thing, and actually some of my spots further north are okay. There it did not rain, so, you know, or not nearly as much. Let's put it that way. So it was a rough couple of days there, and this calls the crowd of peacocks. That's all. It's going to give the other fish a chance.
Well, Joe, you've seen this too in your lakes areas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
These damn peacocks seem like they're, to me, Alan, they're spawning all year long. And they have a pretty fast rebound process. I mean, I've seen them, Joe, at my place, nesting up not just any time of year, all year long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much. They spawn,
yeah,
they spawn 2 to 3 times a year, depending on what's going on with the weather and stuff. What I found in 2010, after that, they spawn very heavily. It's almost like they know they got to make up for lost ground. And they'll repopulate. Just, you know, some of the areas, it might take a few years to get it back to where it is or was just a week ago.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
It's not the end of the world.
You caught other fish besides, dead peacock, didn't you?
You can catch all the dead peacocks you want.
You don't catch dead peacock, Joe. Sorry, my bad. That was pretty stupid.
You caught a lot of dead peacock.
That's a pretty dumbass thing to say.
Well, your jigs will probably snag them really
all
good.
Right. What else did you catch, Al, besides that view? Man?
Well, yesterday we caught a good amount of Oscars.
Okay.
Tiger bass or jaguar guapotes, as they're known here. So we caught in Mayan cichlids as well. So in bass and peacocks. We did catch peacocks yesterday. It wasn't off the charts great, but they were there, and we did get them. We were fly fishing, and I had a couple guys that were, they probably caught over 100 fish yesterday, but it wasn't all the species we wanted, and the fish were running smaller. But that happens with fly fishing sometimes anyway.
Right. Well, I'm surprised. So you think the Oscars and, like, the jaguar cichlids and stuff, you think they were affected the same as the peacocks or not?
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Certain fish have different temperature tolerances. Mayan cichlids, they're from the Mexico area, Mexico. Those areas tend to get cooler than, like, in South America and some of those areas. Okay, so Oscars could take it to about 55 degrees. Peacocks are at 60. Mayan cichlids are probably 52 degrees. And I want to say snook and snakeheads are probably around 50. But, you know, that you could probably talk to the biologist in the state. They probably have a better, more accurate example of that. But that's what I know about. You know, it's not an exact science. It could depend on the health of the fish to begin with. You know, and then now the problem is you're going to see some won't be developing the slime, and then you're going to start seeing some meander around aimlessly because they start getting ick, and that, of course, kills them too. So there's going to be a fallout from this even for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
So all right,
it
man.
Actually lingers. That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess we'll ask you what, for the year, Alan, what's been your best lures, man, for these guys and gals who want to replicate your professionalism on the water there, King?
If you want to just go have fun and catch fish on the artificial lures, I would suggest a baby torpedo. Of course, my Bagley Minnow beads, which they don't make anymore. Mirror prop lures, those are probably the two. And of course, jigs work as well too. At certain times, better than other times. If you go to the Amazon, jigs work really good, but here, not quite as good as down there.
So, Alan, what if I wanted to use candy?
Candy!
Yeah, get your candy!
God.
Oh, we got candy here!
God.
Candy
here's
there!
So candy. What a great sound effect,
get
man.
Get your popcorn.
You were like, now a real true carnival clown, man. Listen
step
to that
right
guy.
Up.
You're breaking up
that
way.
The ride.
Watch the muscle man. Yeah, pay a quarter. Yeah.
All right, Joe. Grow up, Joe. Come on. Let's go after it the right way.
No, we'll never grow up on this show, Alan. You know that. We're just two adolescents older than him. But hey, have a great day, Al.
Happy New Year, Alan.
Thanks for being with us in 2022.
Next week, I'm going to be in Colombia, okay? I fly down, and I'll be out of reach on that Saturday. But the Saturday after, I should be either in Florida or Uruguay. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I'm heading down to Uruguay for Golden Dorados January 18th.
Nice. All right, man. Hey, safe travels, Al. It's been fun, man. But you get your damn phone fixed, will you? Because it's your on your
my
right, not ours.
My phone is fine. You just don't want to talk about your marriage that you had that week you left.
Oh, you're picking on the old last day of 2022 marriage thing, huh?
Yeah, I've had 10 of them, okay? You happy
number
now?
Number 5 or 6? Number 5 or 6 is that?
Freaking torpedo head.
Anyway, bye, Al. Have a nice day, man.
See you, bud.
Happy New Year. Okay.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, coming up, Joe, we have Danny Ramos on deck next.
All right.
We've got Jim Matthew with the Dive News.
Nice.
You've got the trivia question this hour, dude.
Oh, I got a good one.
Yes, you do. Yep. I've had a little hint about what it might be.
Yeah.
It's the bucket of good stuff and a total wine and spirits gift card we kick in.
Nice.
I'll give out the number early just to make sure you get a really phenomenal winner, okay?
Yeah.
Number's 866-801-0940. Keep that handy because in about 15 minutes, you have a chance to win that fabulous prize, right?
You get a Starbright and you get a $50 gift card.
There you go, man. It's the value could be.
$200?
It says between $25 and
$800 gift card.
Okay.
Awesome.
Make it up, Joe, as you go, okay? Shall you? It's 626 at Fox Sports 940, baby.
Live!
When I was a kid, my mom always said,
"Son, if you love football, truly love football, you can go as far as you want in this game."
But that is definitely not true. I didn't even make it 10 yards onto the field before I got tackled and tased. Two undisputable facts. We've got the NFL. My mom's a liar.
Fox Sports 940 Miami.
Hear that? That's the sound of confidence. The sound of confidence brought to you by Nationwide Battery. For over 30 years, boaters and fishermen have counted on Nationwide to fire up their engines, to keep their electronics going, week after week, year after year. They have the largest selection of batteries at the best prices, with dockside installation available. If you count on your boat, then count on Nationwide Battery. Visit them at nationwide-battery.com. Nationwide Batteries, the sound of confidence.
When it comes to kayak fishing, Nautical Ventures knows what you need to catch fish. They carry top brands from Hobie, Ocean, Wilderness, Old Town, Perception, Necky, and are experts in rigging your kayak. They'll customize your kayak with fishing amenities, lights, depth finders, and anything else that fits your personal fishing style. Nautical Ventures has the largest and latest selection of kayaks and accessories in stock, and you can try it before you buy it in their exclusive Aqua Zone. Go to nauticalventures.com for more details. Nautical Ventures, the go-to people for kayak fishing.
Remember the glory days of gasoline? It's just not made the same anymore.
Kick your gas into gear with StarTron. Pump up the performance in all of your engines. Cure the problems of ethanol with the power of enzymes. And maximize your mileage every time you drive. Kickstart your engines with StarTron.
Colin Cowherd.
And I think this is all very comical.
He's informative.
Smart, always overtime wins.
He makes you think.
Patience is underrated.
He's an empire unto himself.
That's what it feels like to me.
He's Colin Cowherd.
It is a crazy, crazy day. Interesting? Absolutely.
And you can listen right here.
Because I'm in L.A.
Weekdays at noon on Fox Sports 940 Miami.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
This is Clay Travis. Here's what's trending from the iHeart Sports Network.
Presented by AutoZone.
The Heat go through a cold spell late in the fourth quarter and end up dropping a close one to the Denver Nuggets, which also snapped their two-game winning streak. Suffering another concussion last week, the Dolphins have officially listed quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as out against the New England Patriots. And after setting the American League home run record last season, Yankee star slugger Aaron Judge has been named the AP Athlete of the Year for 2022. I'm J.D. Haffrin.
It's time to say good night to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free, so you can drive with peace of mind. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The pros talk here.
Leave that to the professional.
Fox Sports 940 Miami. It's a
beautiful morning. Oh, ain't that beautiful?
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful day.
Oh, my, 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 it's a beautiful day.
Any day fishing's a beautiful day. Now back to the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
This weekend is it.
Listen on the radio or watch us on the Nautical Ventures Facebook page.
This is some weekend.
Now, here's your fishing buddies, Eric Brandon and Joe Hector.
Yeah, the last big show of 2022. Happy early New Year's to you all. On the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show, it's been a phenomenal year with my amazing friend, co-host, Joe Hector. Joe,
it's been awesome.
Been a great year, man, with you and I together, man, doing our thing. Stephen J. Gray has been gracious enough to have us at the Palatial Palace here.
Definitely.
Eric and I, 40 all he does. Thank you, guys. The supporting cast is great here.
I agree.
And those who are watching The View on Nautical Ventures, thank you guys so much for your support.
Yeah.
On Night 40 as well.
We love you.
It's just been a great year of...
really has been.
I call this a family affair, man, between you, me, Stephen, and the whole crew.
It is.
And our audience, right?
Yeah.
It's a family affair thing going
definitely
on, man,
is.
For sure.
Even Frank, you know, it's all like one big family.
Even Frank. So
we love each other like family. We fight like family. It's awesome.
We fought behind the scenes. Hey, Danny Ramos, I've known him since he was like 8 years old. He's part of my family, okay?
Yeah.
And I've watched him grow up to be an accomplished athlete and a businessman. He changed his life about a year or so ago and went into a full-time charter business, which is a very big, risky thing to do.
Sure. You were his coach, too.
I was his coach. And he succeeded beyond expectations, man. The Blue Dream has been phenomenal for him, man.
That's awesome.
He took out our chef, Paulette. Remember Chef Paulette on the show?
Yeah.
He took her out. I recommended him to her, right?
Right.
They hooked up and let him tell the story.
Okay.
Danny Ramos. Hey, hey, baby. Good morning.
Danny.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
Hey,
hey bud.
Happy early New Year, Danny. And I guess you're going out fishing today, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm actually up in Georgia.
Oh, are you back killing animals again, man?
No, I'm not. I actually came up with the family. So we're driving up to Georgia and taking over to the aquarium. Then I'm going to go head over to Memphis. I'm going to Graceland. I'm going to go to Elvis's house.
Nice.
Elvis is
coming. Days.
Don't be crude.
Yeah. We're going to do it. My wife's been wanting to do this for a while. So I told her, let's do this now. And have a good time around with the family, you know. But when I get back, it's straight to business. This past week was super busy for me fishing and took a little break, and then now I'm back at it when I come back.
Well, you had a brand-new Blue Dream, man, for 2023. You had her out for a couple of great trips. Big thanks to Chef Paulette, by the way. You did her such a big favor, Joe and Danny, by taking her out during the week last week. She wanted mahi. Talk about what happened, man. You guys scored big, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome, man. We had a blast. She has such a good mood to her, man. She came up, it was sporty, to say the least, you know. We went out, and I told my mate, and I go, it's going to be a little bit snotty. But she was all for it, you know, with the new boat. You know, it can handle it. It's definitely seen its share of rough weather. So we went out. And she was like, oh, you know what? It'd be nice, a mahi. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. You know, here, a mahi here and there is okay, you know. But this ain't mahi season out here, you know. So if we could pull out one or two for her, you know, would be good, you know, just because she wanted something to eat, you know. So sure enough, I'm out and I'm just looking around. I'm trolling the edge. The water's kind of dirty. And I kind of spot, you know, I see this bird. kind of get lost in the wave or something. And I'm like, damn, Mari, I could have seen, because it was kind of dead. It was not one of these days that was going off, you know, the fishing. So I'm like, yeah, let me just, you know, muscle my way over here. And all of a sudden, I start seeing a little bit of debris. And then, sure enough, I find some kind of a dirty rip right there. And I was able to pick up a little buoy, like an old lobster trap or a crab trap, you know, pull buoys together.
Right.
And sure enough, it was like my season in the winter. Dolphins over here, dolphins over here, Mahi over here, throws them in the net. We ended up getting nine.
Really?
That Mahi chaos, yeah. Joe, that we love, so we miss so much, man, where every line's going off, man, you know?
And Eric was saying these were all gaffers, right?
Yeah. They were all nice fish. They were all really nice fish. I kept looping around the buoy, you know, doing my wonderful screams from up top of the tower to my mate. But everybody loves it. You know, it brings excitement. She was screaming back, falling. She was like, this is awesome. We had to have them sitting down. I mean, it was rough. Yeah. And it's not that it was just rough. I can deal with, you know, heavy winds and whatnot. But it was, you know, we call it the washing machine. So these waves were, you know, getting us one direction, the other direction. You know, there's northeast winds and, you know, the currents that are just colliding together and forming. So we're fighting fish. We're getting some good waves. It's just an adrenaline rush. And after, they were all screaming and we were jamming the music. Everybody was having a good time. So it turned out to be a great trip. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
No, that's you're welcome awesome. For the referral, Danny. I thought about you first, man. But, Joe, as you know, Chef Paulette, with all those mahi attack, probably did like 19 different recipes on those fish.
Oh, my
man.
Gosh. She's probably, I mean,
she's an insane cook, man. Yeah. So, yeah. But, hey, Danny, thanks for being with us in 2022, man. I'm happy for you and the brand new Blue Dream in 2023. Have a phenomenal year coming up, man. Have a safe drive and tell Elvis the King. I said you nothing but a hound dog fish.
Thank you very much.
You guys happy New Year.
You're
you
not doing
guys.
Elvis. You sound like a carnival barker. You sound like a carnival barker doing Elvis again, man.
Hell, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Was that good?
Man, you got to work on your act for the New Year, dude.
Oh.
Okay? Anyway, Danny, thank you, brother. Have a safe trip, bro, okay?
Likewise. Happy New Year, guys. Take care.
You only got one impression, man.
It's I got Kirk. I can do Kirk.
Okay, you can do Kirk later, yes. Okay? We have Jim Matthew, the dive guy I like.
Jim!
Yo! Hey, boys.
Joe,
what's going on?
Your impressions are just so bad.
What?
You make my eyes water. I swear to God.
This guy's laughing at me. Like, what are you...
Anyway, Jim, I'm sorry, man. You haven't been here for parts of Joe doing his thing, man. But welcome back to the show. I'm sure you've been diving and getting more and more bugs as usual, right?
I know, right?
I mean,
actually, you know what? So not bad. We went out on Wednesday. It was that northeast wind, and boy, we got our butts kicked. It was pretty ugly diving. You know, it's underwater was absolutely perfection. It's 75 degrees now, a little chilly. Gentle north current, but nice. Top to bottom visibility. Really, really nice. And of course, we found a few lobster. They're not stacked in. You know what I mean? Where like, you know, you turn a corner and there'd be 10. No, it's one here, one there, one there, one there. But you know, you got to kind of do a little work, right? Okay. But here's the deal. Today, we're going out today. And you know what today is? Yes. You know what today is, don't you?
Eric's birthday.
It's called New Year's Eve, Joe. Oh, Jim. Yeah. Okay. That's what it's called. And we're doing a radio show. Okay.
I'm trying to help you out here. It's
Eric.
The 31st. Right. It's the 31st. And you know what that means? No more grouper. No more grouper. So guess what?
Yeah,
we're going to go find us 4 months of no grouper. So today is the day. Today is the day. Our focus will be on lobster, of course.
And grouper.
But we're gonna hit grouper. We're gonna hit a couple wrecks. That's where they've been.
Okay.
We'll hope to find a few groupers. You never know. You know, perfect condition for wrecks because there's very little current. So even whether you're fishing or spearfishing, you know, now would be a good time to throw something out there on a wreck. And the deeper ones have bigger grouper, but you know, this colder water is bringing in the bigger fish. So that's kind of a good thing. The other thing that we've been seeing down there, I don't know if any of your captains are talking about it, but amberjack.
Oh,
amberjack.
You can keep them.
Oh, that's Eric's fish.
Big ones.
You can keep them.
I big ones.
Kill them.
Well, you know, so here's the deal. It's like one of those kind of things. I'm not a big amberjack guy. You know, I mean, what we'll do is we'll smoke them. I mean, that's if someone, you know, shoots them, I'm okay with that. And if you get fresh amberjack, it's damn good. It really, it's got to be fresh.
Like, well, the smaller ones are better. Smaller are better than the bigger ones, that's for sure.
Are they? They're full of parasites, though, right?
Yeah, they are.
That's the problem on our side, particularly. They have worms in the tail, so you gotta kind of get past all that. But that being said, there's schools of amberjacks down there, and some people love amberjack. They absolutely love it. They love spearing them. You know, they love catching them. And they're big ones and schools of them. So, you know, kind of be on the side. You know, you look for that too. But it's not my favorite. You know, it's just not my favorite.
Joe, do you like amberjack, Joe? You like catching them?
I don't mind catching them. I know you love them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
That's why I have a bad back.
Here we go. The back story.
Amberjacks jacked my back, Jack. Okay?
Just so everyone knows, Eric has a bad back, okay?
Spinal fusion.
A spinal fusion, and he has a very bad back. Okay.
One day, Joe, when you're my sorry-ass age, I can't wait to see what kind of ailments you have after lifting weights for a life, okay? And all the steroids you've been doing.
Good point. Yeah.
I know you're killing it, man. Have a wonderful 2023. You've been a great friend of the show. You've given me a few bugs on the side, which I didn't get from Joe, by the way. Thank you, Joe, for not delivering my lobsters. But Jim found me at the boat show and gave me a bag right there, man, which I gave to my buyers.
We'll take care of you. The new year has stuff for you, okay, Eric? All right?
You're the man, Jimmy.
We've got lobster for you. All right. Sounds good.
Have a safe dive, man. Have a great day, Jimmy.
Right. Happy New Year.
Take care. All right.
Joe, it's on you, bro. It's time for the big bucket giveaway. And a super thanks to Starbright, by the way.
Yeah.
Been a great supporter of the show, been a phenomenal sponsor of the program. Again, made the U.S. of A., which to me is big time, I might add. Okay, they employ a bunch of folks. You got the wash, the wax, the cleaner, the shiner. You got the wash mitt, the bucket. When you pick up your boxes of Nautical Ventures, by the way, it's actually huge.
Right.
What we show on the set is only a smidge of what you get in that big box, okay?
Yeah, there's a lot of
A Total Wine and Spirits gift card.
Oh!
Okay.
How much is it?
It's invaluable.
$50,000.
You'll find when you check out at the counter, you'll find out what it's worth, okay?
All right,
so, Joe, it's on you, bro.
Oh, here we go.
You got the trivia, man, so roll it, Stephen J. Gray.
I got a good one. Stephen's going to love this one. Okay, here we go.
Ready.
What fish might best describe the dolphins' season so far?
Oh, my God. What, Joe?
Is it A, fluke? Is it B, flounder?
What?
Or is it C, grunt? So once again, what fish might best describe the dolphin season so far? A, fluke? B, flounder? Or C, grunt?
Man, I would think, Joe, my mind, all three of those might apply because you know what? The season kicked off. It was kind of a fluke. They've been floundering, and I'm home watching the game.
Wait, I'm home
grunting, okay?
I don't see the Raiders with a possible playoff situation
We didn't use
here.
Him in this one here, okay? Joe picked on a fence. It's his turn for trivia. He could use whoever he wants in the question, so he picked on a fence. It's his thing. I got to respect it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Win that fabulous prize right now. 866-801-0940. Don't do it on the stream.
Nope.
On the phone only, please.
Call us. We'll talk about it.
You got to be a first-time winner, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, right?
Yes.
No repeats. 866-801-0940 right now to Fox Sports 940.
Live.
Win.
Let's get down to it.
We're bold.
Right?
Yes.
Don't kid yourself on this.
We're in your face.
And I stand by that.
We're action-packed.
Let's get to it.
We're sports.
Our business is sports.
Do you know who we are?
Miami's Fox Sports 940.
Bingo.
Our days of gasoline, it's just not made the same anymore.
Kick your gas into gear with StarTron.
Pump up the performance in all of your engines. Cure the problems of ethanol with the power of enzymes. And maximize your mileage every time you drive. Kickstart your engines with Startron.
Nothing beats the thrill of extreme kayak fishing with little standing between you and fighting a monster fish. And when it comes to kayak fishing, nothing beats a Hobie with its hands-free Mirage Drive propulsion system. Nautical Ventures is your exclusive Hobie dealer for Broward and Palm Beach. They have the widest selection of models and accessories to make your Hobie uniquely yours. They're rigged by our in-house experts who fish the tournaments. They know what it takes to win. Go to nauticalventures.com to learn more. Nautical Ventures, the go-to people for Hobie.
Need a place to store your boat? How about a wet slip with ocean access? One with hurricane protection and a full service yard? Nautical Ventures Marine Center in the heart of Fort Lauderdale has dockage starting at just $12 per foot per month, the lowest rate in Broward County. Our full service yard performs all boat works from bottom paint to engine repower to total refits. Coming soon, a new state-of-the-art 200-unit dry stack. Go to nauticalventures.com/marina for more information. Nautical Ventures, the go-to people for fun on the water.
South Florida fishermen know that this is blue water country, where big fish, big water, and big expectations sit right offshore. So we build blue water boats for the blue water fishermen, where yacht-grade construction meets 21st century technology. And compromise? Well, we leave that for the other guys. You can customize your own blue water boat by visiting bluewatersportfishingboats.com and discover why boating is better on a blue water.
Who's the big winner?
Everybody loses.
You win some, you lose some.
Winner!
Bad, Danny. Not good at all.
That's a nice saying for feeling better about losing.
You're still a winner.
But here's a phrase that's only ever been associated with winners.
Hit me!
Alexa, play Fox Sports 940 Miami on iHeartRadio. Immediate win every time.
You always think that you're going to win.
Miami's new home for Fox Sports Radio.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour. Presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Can you believe that I get paid to do this?
Neither can we. But you are the one and only Dan Patrick.
That's called a hot take.
And along with the Danettes,
most of them have been under a cloud of controversy here.
He's delivering the best guests and hottest takes on your air.
Yeah?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Shut up.
And you can hear him right here.
This is what it is right now.
Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. on Fox Sports 940 Miami. Fox Sports 940 weather.
Mostly sunny skies for today. South Florida gets hot for New Year's Eve. High of 83 for today. And Fort Lauderdale, 83 as well. And Miami Beach. And tonight, kind of cool, low of 71. Partly cloudy skies for tomorrow as we start 2023 with highs in the 80s.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International.
We've all felt the impact of rising food prices. For families in poverty, they're facing malnutrition and even death. You can feed a family for a month with your $50 donation to Compassion International. Just text the word radio to 97646.
Touchdown, Gators!
The home of Florida Gators football. Fox Sports 940 Miami.
You're catching all the fish because you're tuned into the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
Catch all the fish, drink all the beer, anchor down, stay here.
With your hosts, two legendary fishermen, Eric Brandon and Joe Hector.
Oh, I certainly admire people who do things.
Drop the guys a line at 866-801-0940.
One ringy dingy.
And And now, while you drink all the fish and catch all the beer,
come on, pull yourself together.
It's back to Eric Brandon and Joe Hector on the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
Yeah, man, we are back, and we have a fabulous winner, last one of 2022, to win the Starbright Bucket and the Total Wine and Spirits gift card. Joe?
Oh.
Want to repeat the questionis one more time for
us? Absolutely not.
Bye,
so,
bro.
Here we go.
Even though it kind of hurts my feelings, but yeah, repeat the question, please.
You got to find it.
All right,
so, oh, here we go. I got it.
He's got it.
What fish might best describe the Dolphins' season so far?
Oh, boy.
Is it A, fluke?
Yep.
Is it B, flounder?
Yep.
Or is it C, grunt?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Tom Rebell on line one has the answer, Joe.
Tom A.
He's our winner, man. Tom, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so what's the answer there, Tommy, to the question, please?
Well, I believe it's a fluke.
You got it.
Well, because any of those answers were all correct, that means you have won, man. Their season was a fluke, and they're floundering, and I'm grunting. But anyway, I guess we want to know, Joe, do you have a boat there, Tommy?
Yes, I do. We fish on the Tom, 48-foot whitewater.
Nice. Well, you got a great Starbright bucket to make that thing shine in 2023. It's got wash, wax, everything you need to have to make that boat look pretty. And we also have a Total Wine and Spirits gift card for you, so you can get hammered while you're applying your product, okay? So it's great, Joe.
Yeah, that's
right?
Awesome.
All right.
Sounds great. Those products will really make the boat look great.
Yes, sir. How long have you been a fan of the show, Tom? I'm kind of curious.
Many years. I either listen or do the podcast and to it later.
What a great
guy,
Joe.
Cool.
Tom, thanks so much, man. Tell your friends about us, and I'll call you after the show and tell you where to pick up all your goodies, okay?
Yeah. Happy New Year, Tom.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. See you, bud.
On line one, Captain Bouncer's back at the show. He was suffering from some COVID stuff, but I think he got his voice back. I don't know.
All right.
Cap, welcome back. Good morning to you.
Hey, Captain.
It's good to be back. I'll tell you what, that COVID is no joke.
No,
I got over the COVID, but I ended up with pneumonia as an afterthought, still not 100%, but I'm a lot better than I was a week ago, I'll tell you.
Thank God. But, thank God, Cap.
A couple things I want to cover. I know you guys are always tight for time, but that guy Tom Rebell that just won the bucket, I've known him ever since high school. He's been a public servant, and he was a law enforcement officer. He was a police chief. He had a tragic accident as a law enforcement officer. Would have killed any man, lesser man. He's really tough. And every time I get down to South Florida, we go fishing together, and he is a great bottom fisherman, really, really loves all forms of fishing. And then the other really good news for 2023, I got some great news. The last time I was down there, I got to do some fishing in the bay with a couple of really great guys. I went with Leon Libera, and I went with A.B. Raymond, and we saw more snook than I've seen in years.
Oh, yeah.
But the great news is all the grass in North Biscayne Bay had died off for whatever reason, but the grass is coming back.
Yes.
And that's important to every person who fishes.
Oh, yeah.
Because the grass is the home of all the juvenile fish and the shrimp and the crustaceans. It's the bottom of the food chain, and you got to start at the bottom and work your way up. So having grass coming back is really great. And on top of that, that grass had plenty of real nice sea trout on it. So if you get blown out of the ocean, this time of year you got places to fall back, whether it be snook or tarpon or trout, or now we'll probably have better shrimp runs again. So
great,
it's a win-win for everybody as we go into 2023.
What a great thing to say at the end of the year, Joe. The seagrass is so important to life,
man.
Oh, my gosh. It's the foundation of everything, as Bouncer said, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, Cap, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you survived COVID and the pneumonia. I'm just super glad you got through that stuff. I've had it two or three times, and it ain't no fun. So, just have a wonderful 2023 coming up, man.
Yeah.
You guys do the same. You do such a service to South Florida, giving us an opportunity to catch up on the fishing. You know, I'm up here in Marietta, Georgia, but I can go on Facebook and watch you, or I can go on iHeartRadio and listen to you. And you do a great job touching all the bases on South Florida fishing. And I know for one, I really, really
Thank you,
Captain. Thrive on your reports.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
man.
Captain.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
I wonder if your buddy Sean Rolls might be on the water, because normally he is, Joe.
I would probably say yes.
Why don't you bring him on and ask him? I don't know.
Captain Sean Rolls.
Baby.
Hey, bud.
Good morning.
How's it going, bud? You on the water?
I got a yes and no answer to that.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm not on the water. Yes, I will be in about 10 minutes.
Oh!
Okay, so you're on your way to the water. Okay, there you go.
On my way to the water.
A little late start today, huh?
I think of all the captains.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, sorry. Sean, go ahead.
We're doing a family day. I got the wife with me. We got Finn the dog with us. So we're
going
to do a little troll up towards Boca and then do a little swim and maybe a little lunch and bring the new year right.
Tell your wife I said hello and happy new year. And you guys going on the boat, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to go for Wahoo, I'm assuming, correct?
Of course. Yeah.
Of course. Wahoo's only.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course.
So what's the game plan today for Wahoo?
I'm going to do exactly what I did last week. I know you were away, but we got two Wahoo and two sailfish last week. So I'm going to go right out of Hillsborough Inlet, zigzag my way north towards Boca.
Okay.
A couple circles around the tide change in front of Boca Inlet, and that's it.
All right. Are you going to be planers, obviously, right?
Yeah, planers.
Okay. Pink sea witch?
Right now I got blue and white and pink and white.
Oh, okay.
You almost had his whole day planned, Joe. You just missed one, the color of the sea witch.
Yeah,
no, he does have a pink.
Okay.
But he's going to go with the blue, I think, first. All right.
The blue was the hot color last week, so.
Gotcha.
Now I'm curious, is easy fishing your sailfish smackdown coming up in literally a day or three or whatever the hell it is?
Of course.
He'll be there?
I am fishing a sailfish smackdown, and Joe and I, we actually have to get together this week. We're going to do a little video on some tips and tricks on how to get your rod and everything set up for that. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, make sure you tune in to Nautical Ventures, their Facebook and Instagram. We're going to do some good seminars coming up this summer.
Yeah.
There's a boat show in Stewart. Nautical Ventures obviously will be at that.
Yep.
And they're going to have a grand opening for their Stewart location up there, too.
Right.
So,
Nautical Ventures is expanding. I can't believe every week a new store, man. It's unreal.
And we got a good game plan for this season, for this tournament season with the meetups and stuff. We're going to have some great information for you guys on fishing the extreme tournaments and different species of fish. So starting with the Sailfish Smackdown coming up.
It's coming up. We'll talk about that more as the show goes on.
Of course.
Of course you are. Well, Sean, man, listen, I want to say thanks for being a new addition of the show in 2022. You've been, Joe brought you on. I mentioned that you're a great friend. I know the entire family via Facebook now. They all sort of like me on the Facebook thing.
Not really.
Of course.
They pretend to.
What they're not to like, you know?
But, Sean, man, you've been so great, bro. You're a hardcore fishing guy. You practice what you preach. And just thanks again for making the show just that much better, man. You really are great. Seriously.
You're the man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bro. Go catch him up. Have fun today, will you?
Let us know how you do.
All right. Happy New Year's.
All right. Big 7 o'clock hour coming up. Joe, the show is flying by. It's first hour is done already.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Jeez, man.
So coming back with, let's see here, Benny will be out there on the water this thing. We've got Captain Sunshine Nord Beckoff coming up.
Yes.
We have Jen with the last weather forecast of 2022.
Yeah.
Captain Deb Dale, our favorite lady of the Keys, coming up.
Candy.
And we got a very, very affordable toy chest prize.
Something anyone can buy.
If you're Elon Musk. Okay. Keep it right here, man.
Oh,
Fox Sports, 940, baby.
Live!
Any great angler knows the key to catching beautiful fish lies in finding them. Enter Simrad's new Halo Open Array Radar, bringing you more power, more safety, and best of all, more fish. Halo 3000 features an all-new Bird Plus mode, which focuses the radar's full power on finding flocks of birds, leading you to fishing holes up to 8 nautical miles away. That's truly game-changing power. For more on Halo, navigate to the radar page at simrad-yachting.com.
Is your boat properly insured? When's the last time your agent called to discuss your policy? We're People's Insurance underwriters, and boat insurance as you know it is about to change. We understand how the right insurance agent can make the difference in getting your claim paid or not. Our agents are lifelong boaters whose focus is on service, reliability, and savings. We can make a difference in your boat insurance. To learn more, go to thehappyboating.com. People's Insurance Underwriters. Insurance for boaters, by boaters.
Remember the glory days of gasoline? just not made the same anymore.
Kick your gas into gear with StarTron. Pump up the performance in all of your engines. Cure the problems of ethanol with the power of enzymes. And maximize your mileage every time you drive. Kickstart your engines with StarTron.
I light the night for my grandfather.
I light the night for my wife.
I light the night for all those fighting.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night unites survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer. Friends, families, and coworkers walk with raised lanterns. There are teams of one and teams of 1,000, all taking steps together to shine bright and inspire hope. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Join us and help deliver hope in place of despair, community instead of loneliness, and life-saving research and support for cancer patients and their families. Our goal is a world without blood cancers, and we're lighting the path to cures. The discoveries made in blood cancer research have led to breakthrough treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help defeat the darkness of cancer. Join Light the Night today.
Want to get 7 streaming services for the price of 1? Sign up for a smart bundle that'll stimulate your brain. Featuring Curiosity Stream with the best documentary films and TV shows. Nebula for thought-provoking content from your favorite creators. And One Day University with the best lectures from the country's top professors. And so much more. It's perfect for families with all kinds of interests. And great content for kids. It also makes a perfect holiday gift. Now at 40% off, get all 7 services for only $3.50 a month. Sign up now at smartbundle.com.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.
WINZ AM Miami.
WZTU FM HD2 Miami Beach.
Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app.
Now number one for podcasting.
Fox Sports 940 Miami.
It's time for the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
Me, there's nothing better than to spend all of my time out on the water.
With waterman Eric Brandon.
Because that's where I get my kicks.
Out on the water. And extreme angler Joe Hector.
Hey, it's my residence.
Call your resident fishing experts Eric and Joe at 866-801-0940 and get hooked up.
You know where we'd be spending our weekend.
Want to see the show live? Go to the Nautical Ventures Facebook page.
Don't want to waste my time or a single dime on something high and dry. Out on the water.
Last big show of 2022 and a pre-happy new year to you, folks. It is the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show, the very last day of this incredibly weird year, man. It was a weird year, Joe, between gas prices going through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And the economy tanking and inflation going up and down and everywhere and stock market crashing and burning. Weird year, man. I'm looking forward to 2024 big time.
Hey,
just saying.
Me too. Okay.
You know what was good about this year?
Tell us, Steven.
Us all together?
Well, then that's been good, too. But this year we got introduced to a new captain.
Oh, you mean Captain Benny? Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Benny. That was Joe's thing, man. Benny.
Ooh.
Benny, where's your Jets? I love Benny as a captain, but I feel bad for the guy because his Jets were just kicking ass for a while.
Like the Dolphins?
Like the Dolphins. And all of a sudden,
and the Raiders?
They just they crashed and burned like all three teams, man.
I think all three of our teams right now are just in like a...
They're in a toilet, man.
A sewer?
The bilge area of a boat, maybe, down in the bilge area? Anyway, Benny, good morning to you, bro.
Yo, Benny!
Good morning, guys.
So, Benny, how's it feel to have Derek Carr as your starting quarterback for next season?
That's where we're going. Man, I was thinking we were going to start talking about Lamar Jackson, and we start talking about Carr.
Man, what a mess. What a mess.
What a season, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's been tough. I know Joe suffered immensely through the entire season. He was – so jumpy, Benny, the first two or three weeks of the season, saying by week five they'll have the best record in their division. That never happened. Right. And now Derek Carr has been benched. He's got some backup QB, so he's having a bad life. Okay?
Crazy.
Yeah. I think all three of us had our hopes up at some point this season higher than they should have been. You know?
Tua's on concussion protocol. He's done.
He might retire, dude.
They're pretty much over, yeah.
He might retire, they just said.
Oh, God. Now, we've been through four quarterbacks this year. At least you guys had one consistent one.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so let's talk about something you've done very well. That's always been a positive, Benny. That's fishing, man. Every time you're on the show, man, you're killing it, dude. What's been happening?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a great time of the year for fishing. These cold fronts coming through, spiking the weather down into the 40s for a couple days, really made a big change on the sailfish bite for us, where the sailfish started moving through in a few bigger numbers than we had any other time this year. You know, the bite kind of slowed down over the past few weeks, where it's a slower bite compared to other times of the year, where maybe the springtime, where we get a lot of action. Springtime, we could do a 4-hour charter, come back with like 15 fish sometimes.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times you're weeding through a lot of bonitas and barracudas and kingfish that time of the year, where this time of the year has been a lot of just big mahi, but there's not many of them. It's one or two big ones spawning in shallow here. Right. The wahoo are pretty big and still pretty consistent right now. We haven't been getting many tunas. The kingfish have been solid, and the sailfish have just been the hot topic right now. But, you know, anytime we're talking December, January, sailfish are always a hot topic. They've been real scattered, too. It's hard to put any consistency with the depth they've been at. They've been pretty scattered and random, anywhere from 60, 80 feet of water right in off that first reef out to 300 feet of water.
Wow.
So, you know, they're pretty random.
So they're not really moving through full on yet, right? I mean, it's kind of...
I mean, they're moving through a little better than they were a few weeks ago, but nothing where, you know, we're holding a nice blue water edge in 140 and you could sit in 140 and pick off the sails. Right now, it's just been, you know, the blue water's been moving in and out every day. Every day's been kind of different out there. Some days you get a nice purpley blue water, and then some days you come out and it's green out to 250 still.
Right.
So, you know, it is the time of the year where the consistency with the water tends to get way, way better. We have been having some really good days, and on the really good days, that's when we've been able to find them. Some days you wake up and it's just like a clear, powdery, you know, nice looking blue water in shallow, and then when you get out, it's that nice cobalt purple blue where you know you're gonna, you know, see some life.
Right.
So cobalt, the water color blue has been making a difference. Nice. Every day.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So what would you, I mean, the most consistent fish you would say is sailfish. How about wahoo? How's that going?
Yeah, wahoo is, you know, that this is that hot time of the year for it. We still got a lot of people locally catching a lot of wahoo. Yeah. We got people running over to the islands, Bimini, catching a lot of wahoo. So, I mean, I always love the winter months for the wahoo better than anything. I know some people got preferences for the summer full moons. I know in your kayak tournaments, there's been some epic catches in the summertime with wahoo.
Yeah.
But for me, it's always been a wintertime favorite with those fish.
Wow. Well, Eric just lit a...
a smoking stink bomb, man.
Yeah, that's pretty. I gotta go. See ya.
Nice. Kind of sums up my dolphin year. It's
right there. It is right
it was
there.
Actually, it was actually an orange stink bomb.
It was.
It was orange. It's kind of like the hurricanes.
And the, them too. That was a disappointment. But anyway, Benny, hey, guys heading out today, man, for their last day of 2022. What will be their best game plan to hook up some fish?
Yeah, so
man,
the last day of 2022, I mean, right now everyone's game plan might be going for grouper. Grouper season's going to be ending. Tomorrow there's a no-go for grouper. It's shutting off. Today's your last day try and pick them off. So I know we got a lot of guys going out there hitting the reef one last time, trying to pick off a few groupers. And it's almost like the grouper no season starting. Like they've been biting better and better, and then right when right when season shuts down, they start biting really good, and you catch them every drop.
We always talk about that, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, but besides, you know, besides doing some bottom fishing today, trolling around for some wahoo this morning is definitely going to be a hot topic. I mean, it's going to be nice and calm out there from getting rough over the past few days. It was really rough. And today and tomorrow should be beautiful, man. We're going to have a nice start to the year, nice calm ocean tomorrow morning, and a fairly calm ocean today.
Nice.
And get on out there and catch whatever you could, man.
Awesome.
Well, Benny, you've been a real joy, man. Thanks for being on the program in 2022. I want to thank Joe and Hector especially for bringing on you And right. Sean Rawls,
he's the man.
You brought on two phenomenal guys, man. I just want to thank you, Joe, for being
the great connect man.
You're the connect dude, man.
Yeah, man.
And Benny, thanks to you, man. You're in the contender and CV you've got there, that phenomenal fishing team you have. Just you guys produce every day, man. It's amazing, you know. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we really love what we do. And when you're out there and you love what you do, you're going to have some passion behind it. Going to rub off on the trip, you know?
Exactly.
And go Jets, maybe, possibly.
Hey, you guys got
You guys still have a shot?
Right?
You guys got to win out, right? And then you need help?
Yeah, if we win out, we got Seattle and then Miami, and then we need the Patriots to lose a game. So we need Miami to come through this week or Buffalo to put them, give them one more loss in the loss category.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, all the mathematical things that always have to happen, Joe, you know, to get in the playoffs.
Did you see the Raiders? It's a long like 50 shot. Things.
Oh, you got one in 1 billion chances of getting it, okay? Anyway, Benny, Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year to you guys as well, man.
All right, Benny. We'll talk to you next year.
All right. Hey, I want to say a big thanks to one of our phenomenal sponsors who came on during 2022, Joe. That's Simrad. And Simrad Yachting.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank so many folks over there who do a great job for us. Grant Lester, in particular.
He's the man.
Who has been on the show with us twice now, who actually got us this amazing NSX unit here on the thing that Stephen J. Gray puts up every weekend.
He's going to be a part of the Sailfish Smackdown.
Who?
Grant?
No way.
Yeah, man.
You mean fishing it?
Yeah. No, he's going to be there.
Oh, representing Simrad.
Yeah. How cool is that?
He's a great guy, man. And again, Simrad, if you guys have not heard the word, they lowered the price about a couple months ago to where these units now, the Evo 3s and the units are all specially priced.
Yeah.
You can afford the average Joe.
Hosing.
Can afford to buy one right now. They're specially priced. They work like nothing else on the market today. Touchscreen, ease of use, no reading manuals. You can basically turn this thing on and it'd walk you through, Joe.
Yeah.
Step by step, man, just by touching buttons.
I know.
I know you and I don't like reading manuals. We like going right
to it. I like to just bing.
Or you can actually Google the user manual.
Or
online.
You can YouTube it.
YouTube it, whatever, yeah.
No,
but again,
yeah.
man, thanks to Sinbrad. You guys have been phenomenal. We really appreciate you being with us and look forward to a great 2023. Yeah.
And thank you, Grant, for becoming a part of the Sailfish Smackdown this year. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a great friend of the show, too.
Yeah, man, really good guy.
Thank you, Grant, very much. Take a little break. Come back with Sunshine. That's going to be Norm Beckoff.
Ooh.
Happy boy.
He must be so happy.
He's just like on candy all the time, Joe.
Do you think he watched
Candyman? Hey, it's the candy.
Yeah.
Step right up. Look at the candy going on here. We have a show today.
It's so bad, it's good.
Your popcorn.
Okay, he has no idea who's... Who does not know who Sammy Davis Jr.
19,
is, man? Okay?
24. Hey, ha. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Let me choke on that during the break, man, and see you back here in just a second. 7:13, Fox Sports. Yeah, 9:40. Yeah.
9:40. Get your popcorn.
Tip right up here. Yeah.
Oh, goodness! We run this!
It's almost like our mothers. Man, they run the house.
Eat your vegetables and listen to The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Weekdays at noon on Miami's Fox Sports 940.
Need a place to store your boat? How about a wet slip with ocean access? One with hurricane protection and a full service yard? Nautical Ventures Marine Center in the heart of Fort Lauderdale has dockage starting at just $12 per foot per month. The lowest rate in Broward County. Our full service yard performs all boat works from bottom paint to engine repower to total refits. Coming soon, a new state-of-the-art 200-unit dry stack. Go to nauticalventures.com/marina for more information. Nautical Ventures, the go-to people for fun on the water.
South Florida fishermen know that this is blue water country, where big fish, big water, and big expectations sit right offshore. So we build blue water boats for the blue water fishermen, where yacht-grade construction meets 21st century technology. And compromise? Well, we leave that for the other guys. You can customize your own blue water boat by visiting BlueWaterSportFishingBoats.com and discover why boating is better on a blue water.
When it comes to kayak fishing, Nautical Ventures knows what you need to catch fish. They carry top brands from Hobie, Ocean, Wilderness, Old Town, Perception, Necky, and are experts in rigging your kayak. They'll customize your kayak with fishing amenities, lights, depth finders, and anything else that fits your personal fishing style. Nautical Ventures has the largest and latest selection of kayaks and accessories accessories in stock, and you can try it before you buy it in their exclusive Aqua Zone. Go to nauticalventures.com for more details. Nautical Ventures, the go-to people for kayak fishing.
Remember the glory days of gasoline? It's just not made the same anymore.
Kick your gas into gear with StarTron. Pump up the performance in all of your engines. Cure the problems of ethanol with the power of enzymes. And maximize your mileage every time you drive. Kickstart your engines with StarTron.
Life changes dramatically for a family facing mental illness. In my family's case, I've learned that the voices are real. They're as real as you are to me. I've learned that trying to convince someone that they're not real is just a waste of time. They are real.
Over 13 million people live with a serious mental illness like schizophrenia, major depression, or bipolar disease, and the impact on America is devastating. RideToAwareness.org is a 3,000-mile bicycle ride across the United States to raise awareness and funds for those suffering from mental illnesses.
So why do the Ride to Awareness? Because there's organizations out there to help. Organizations that provide support groups, advocacy, help to those families that need it most.
Help us reduce the stigma for those who suffer from mental illness. Donate, sponsor, join the ride. Visit RideToAwareness.org. That's RideToAwareness.org.
We need your support. Join our ride and donate generously. Together, we can make a difference.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation and discreet shipping if prescribed. You'll love your results. To start your free online visit, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy.
Fox Sports 940 Miami.
I'm the big dog in the yard.
The home of Florida Gators football.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
I didn't sleep well last night.
Because lately I've been losing sleep. Don't you go to sleep.
I can't sleep at night.
It's hard to sleep on Friday night thinking about fishing on Saturday. It's the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
I can't function without my coffee.
To talk fishing, call Eric Brandon and Joe Hector at 866-801-0940.
Coffee is ready, sir.
Listen on the radio or watch us on the Nautical Ventures Facebook page. The Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
Yeah, man, last show 2022 is here. Wow. What a fun show it's been, Joe.
I know, man.
Reflecting back to all the fun stuff.
What a fun year.
It's been a... Well, fun, yeah, that's kind of a weird word to use, but yeah. It's been interesting.
Interesting, yes.
Yeah.
It's been a fairly moderately interesting year.
I like that analogy better than a fun year, because it was really kind of like unfun in many ways.
Yeah.
But I tell you what's fun, man, is us doing this show every Saturday here.
Yeah.
That is what I look forward to every week, man. This, to me, is fun, man.
Yeah, I love it.
This is not work. We get paid a nominal fee to be here, but...
I get to talk about fishing, football, and I get to talk like...
talk like
his name?
Sammy Davis, baby.
Like Sammy Davison in 1924. And,
oh, come on, Gray.
Hey.
Why don't you bring in the next guest there, Joe, while you're doing your thing, okay?
Let's bring in Norm. Happy Norm. Welcome to the stage. Happy Norm.
Oh, dear God. Hello, Norm.
Hi, Norm. Oh, boy.
Stop. He said stop, Joe.
Oh, I thought he said dropped.
Whatever, man. Good morning, Norm Beckoff of the Finest Kind. Brother, how you doing, man? Okay.
Yeah, he's gone.
What happened? We lose the phone connection there?
Sorry.
All right, so anyway, I did talk to Norm last night, just
okay.
So you know.
Okay, right.
Well, Eric's
okay.
Reconnected with Norm. Right. And he said fishing in Broward this week has not been the gangbuster it's been for, I guess, weeks and weeks in a row.
Right.
Scattered fish here, some sales there. Bonitas were, you know, jumping around and pissing people off, whatever else. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't gangbuster, but it wasn't bad either, okay?
I'm hearing that, too. It's been solid.
Yeah.
Right? So there's fish. There's some big ones, oh, but it's...
Before we take Norm Storm, he's back. He's here.
Hi, Norm.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
How are you?
We were just talking about some of the things we chatted about last night, Norm. So go ahead. You tell us what the hell's happening in Broward County, man. It's on you.
Yeah, it hasn't. It slowed down a little bit from the previous week. After that really cold weather we had, it really kind of was technique dependent as to whether or not you were going to catch fish. The guys that put the kites up when the wind blew did pretty well on sailfish. There were several boats that had multiple fish in one day. A smattering of dolphin were in there with them. Interestingly enough, the ballyhoos are really thick on the reef, and there was some nice dolphin caught in way shallow first thing in the morning. So if you were, you know, if you were fishing live ballyhoos, you had a shot of doing that, you know, one of those. There were a few dolphin caught on the troll. It wasn't too bad. Fish up to about 15, 20 pounds. So that was nice. And a smattering of blackfin tuna, small ones.
Oh, nice.
Joe.
I love the little ones are great to eat.
Okay, yeah, okay, man. Yeah.
No one's been catching tuna.
Yeah, but not many of them. It was just a few. Okay. There was some nice kingfish caught. Some really nice kings too. So nothing. One day was really, you know, we had one day was good, and then the next day wouldn't be so hot.
Yeah.
Lots of guys going to the bottom trying to catch vermilion snappers and golden tiles. There were a couple of boats that did pretty well with the golden tiles, though.
Okay.
Nice. So, you know, it wasn't – I'm not going to tell you it was red hot because it definitely wasn't, but it was okay.
Let me talk about golden tiles for a minute, okay? People keep bragging to me about them being the lobster fish of the sea, right?
Right.
I've caught them before with Captain Bouncer, and I tried those fish. I was told to let them – sit in the fridge for it like a day before you cook them, Norm?
No.
No. See, I don't know what the rule of thumb is. Bouncer told me to let them sit and marinate for a day. Okay.
Wait a minute. No. Let them sit on ice in the cooler for a day.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sit on ice in the cooler for a day. Okay. Okay.
What a lot of guys do is they make a mistake. And they fillet them right away. If
right.
you have the ability to leave them in your cooler
okay.
overnight, bury them in ice and let them firm up. And that makes all the difference in the world with golden tile fish.
Because when I tried those, Joe, and I cooked them on my grill, and I broiled them in my oven.
Yeah.
I thought they were rubbery, and they didn't impress me at all as far as eating a fish, man.
I
wasn't impressed, Norm. That's just maybe I screwed it up, dude, possibly, which is not uncommon, you know?
Yeah. well, I mean, I don't know how good a cook you are, but I mean, it's all in how you handle that fish. And that really, to me anyway, I think it makes a very big difference. And that's one of the things. And that's also a good idea for your snappers, too. If you can leave them on ice, bury them on ice overnight and fillet them the next day, it really does make a difference in the quality and the texture of the meat.
What's
the reason for that again, Norm?
Well, it allows that meat to firm up just a little bit. So that meat, on those golden tilefish you catch way down deep like that.
Right.
It can be very difficult to fillet them because they're really so soft. And if you allow that meat to firm up overnight, it makes a big difference.
Okay. I'll say one thing, Joe. You definitely need your meat firm. You know what I mean? That's for damn sure.
Keep it
under wraps.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Finest Kind, how's she doing? You fishing in the brand new year coming up? We talked about a few things with your boat. You got some maintenance thing going on, don't you? A little maintenance issue.
Well, you know, this. If you have a boat, there's always maintenance issues. It just always is. And I'll tell you what, 2022 is not kind to me. And she's
the finest not kind, man. You know?
Yeah, maybe. It was just it's nothing that stops me from fishing, though. So,
no, man. Right. Well, Norm, you've been great in 2022, man. Thanks for every weekend bringing the fun and laughs with us, man, and the good and bad of Broward County. You tell it straight. We appreciate the truth of what's happening out there. So just thank you again, man. You're a great friend of the show. You're a great friend of Joe and I and Steven. So just thank you, man. Have a great 23 and turn
Norm,
it around, man.
Real quick, what did you think of the Dolphins-Packers game? I just wanted to know if you watched it.
You had to ask that question.
You guys have a happy new year.
That was his answer, Joe.
Love you, Norm.
Thank you, Norm. Man, have a great weekend, bro. Happy new year to you, man.
See you, bud.
All right.
Did somebody lose some money on that game?
Yeah, probably. All right, so coming up here, we have the last forecast of 22 with Jen Gray Warren.
Ooh.
And what 23 may be like tomorrow when you're all hungover or feeling happy, whatever. We'll talk to Captain Deb Dale. Get that report down in the keys there, Joe.
Yeah.
And, boy, we got a – how do they fit this toy in the toy chest? I have no idea how it fit in that thing, but it's a big one, man.
Well, at least it's like something that anyone can get, you know. And it, what? So it's
anybody can get one. You betcha. Just bring the money, honey. All right. Well, check it out, man. 7:26 at Fox Sports, 9:40
live.
Years on top, years more to come.
It wasn't very competitive.
Don't miss a moment of The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Be great at what you're great at.
Weekdays at noon on Miami's
Nothing
Fox Sports 940.
Extreme kayak fishing with little standing between you and fighting a monster fish. And when it comes to kayak fishing, nothing beats a Hobie with its hands-free Mirage Drive propulsion system. Nautical Ventures is your exclusive Hobie dealer for Broward and Palm Beach. They have the widest selection of models and accessories to make your Hobie uniquely yours. They're rigged by our in-house experts who fish the tournaments. They know what it takes to win. Go to nauticalventures.com to learn more. Nautical Ventures, the go-to people for Hobie.
Power without compromise. Welcome to Simrad NSS Evo 3S, designed for all-out speed and performance. The fastest processing and chart rendering speeds with seamless network and integration. Plus, powerful sonar support from coastal to offshore. Now at the lowest price ever. Save up to $1,100 on NSS Evo 3S. To build your perfect fishing system, navigate to simrad-yachting.com.
Remember the glory days of gasoline? It's just not made the same anymore.
Kick your gas into gear with StarTron. Pump up the performance in all of your engines. Cure the problems of ethanol with the power of enzymes. And maximize your mileage every time you drive. Kickstart your engines with StarTron.
The world is always on. But you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed. During Mattress Firm's Dream December sale, save up to 60% with Sealy Queen mattresses starting at $279.99. Only at Mattress Firm.
The ketchup-stained cuffs from Burger Night. The dirt-streaked sweatpants from Tuesday's boot camp class. Not to mention the sorting. We get it. You don't have to love laundry to love Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean. Why pay more to remove microscopic stains for a deep, hygienic clean? Laundry will always be laundry. And with a little help, you'll crush it. Arm & Hammer. More power to you.
Does he really have the best guests?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Does he really talk to the biggest names?
He's Mike Krzyzewski, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Kyler Murray.
Some say he has the best show.
I'm just enjoying listening. Thank you guys for the entertainment.
He's Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program.
And along with the Danettes.
Yeah, Paulie? Uh-oh. No go?
Everybody wants
you. You can listen to the Dan Patrick Show weekdays right here. 9 a.m. on Fox Sports 940 Miami.
This is Mike Golic Jr. Here's what's trending from the iHeart Sports Network, presented by DraftKings.
The Heat go through a cold spell late in the fourth quarter and end up dropping a close one to the Denver Nuggets, which also snapped their two-game winning streak. Suffering another concussion last week, the Dolphins have officially listed quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as out against the New England Patriots. And after setting the American League home run record last season, Yankee star slugger Aaron Judge has been named the AP Athlete of the Year for 2022. I'm JD Haffrin.
Hey everyone, it's Mike Golic Jr. introducing my new podcast, Gojo, tackling sports, pop culture, and whatever else you can think of. Download and listen to the newest episode from my show, Gojo, the podcast with DraftKings, releasing daily, Monday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
A-plus.
The pros talk here.
I'm in awe. Those lineups are stacked.
Fox Sports 940 Miami.
It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, ain't that beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful day.
Oh, my, it's a beautiful
day fishing's a beautiful day. Now back to the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
This weekend is it.
Listen on the radio or watch us on the Nautical Ventures Facebook page.
This is some weekend.
Now, here's your fishing buddies, Eric Brandon and Joe Hector.
Yeah, man, last show, 2022. What a great year this show's had, Joe.
Yes.
Brought on new sponsors, brought on new captains. We're at Stephen J. Grayland. I mean, who could ask for more, man? You know what I mean?
I think it's been great.
It has been such a phenomenal year with this show. And we owe it all to, A, Nautical Ventures, I might add, for financing the show and being a big provider of this program.
Definitely.
But to all of our audience members, man, they make the show. So thank you guys so much. We love you.
Yeah, you guys have been great. And to just see the growth and to see how many more people have been tuning in, it's just been awesome.
It's been great.
And we appreciate it.
And we're growing at 23. We have some plans we'll tell you about later on, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to our favorite weather lady, bar none. She's been radar weather spot on. We love her. Jennifer Gray. Warren.
Jennifer!
The one, the only.
Hi!
Jen, good morning. Happy early New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Jen.
Good morning. You guys have a great weekend up your sleeve.
I'd say one thing, Jen. We went through a couple of rough days between you and I chatting there last time. It got rainy and cold down here. It was miserable. It rank, man.
I wasn't here.
Wow.
I know, but you're going to get the reward. You're reaping the rewards from that this weekend. It's going to be great. You have a little bit of patchy fog before 10, so be careful.
Okay.
Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 79. Southeast winds 5 to 10, seas 1 to 2.
What?
Inner coastal waters light chop. New Year's Day, patchy fog before 10 once again. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 78. Southeast winds 5 knots, becoming north-northeast in the afternoon. Seas 1 foot. Intercoastal waters with light chop. In the Keys today, partly sunny, high near 78. Southeast winds near 10. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Near shore waters with light chop. New Year's Day, mostly sunny, high near 78. Northeast to east winds 5 to 10. The seas around foot. Near shore water smooth to a light chop. And in Florida Bay, wonderful as well. East to southeast winds 5 to 10. Bay water smooth to a light chop.
Good stuff.
Tomorrow, northeast to east winds 5 knots. Bay water smooth. Beautiful. Perfect.
Joe, she kept saying 1 to 2 foot, 1 to 2 foot. I'm thinking every kayaker and his sister should be out there on water today.
Maybe.
I mean, it's perfect, right?
Yeah, you
right?
could be out there in a blow-up boat.
Yeah. A blow-up boat, stand up paddleboard, whatever, man. Just get out there and get on the water, man, for
it's
sure.
Beautiful, yeah.
A blow-up boat doesn't sound good, though. You may want to change that. Maybe
let's take your pontoon boat out later on, Steven, okay? That'd be fun to do.
Yeah.
But, Jen, so how are things in Atlanta? Is it chilly up that way or what?
Things have been better. We got super cold as well around Christmas, where our wind chill was like below zero.
Oh, God.
And then, of course, the 3-year-old gets a new bike. So I'm like out there trying to teach him to ride a bike and like negative wind chills. I'm like, it's not thought out very well. But,
hey.
It's been beautiful lately. We've warmed up into the mid 60s. So.
Joe, her son Cooper Caden's got the only bike with snow chains on the tires.
That's awesome.
How did Cooper and Caden do with Santa Claus? Did Santa treat him right?
Oh, they made out like bandits.
Oh, yeah.
Insane.
That means they've been very good boys, obviously, yeah, right?
Right, they're on the good
very
list.
Very good, yes, they have been very good. So,
well, I tell you what, reflecting back at 22, Jen, I'm really proud of you and the family, Joe. You know that she and the hubby take the kids, I mean, all over the place, give them memories at their age.
Sure.
She travels to different countries. She went to Europe. You've been to the islands, Jen. So you got a really good thing going with your family. You're raising those kids right, you know? Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, we love taking them places, and they thrive. They love it, and they're always begging to go back. And it's so funny as a family because it's just create such wonderful memories, and they just see other cultures and things, and you know, it's good for them. So put them out of their comfort zone a little bit. It's good for all of us.
I love that.
Kind of reminds me, as I was a kid, Joe, my dad would say, "Hey kids, you're ready to jump in the station wagon? We're going down to downtown Hialeah and we're gonna hit Mickey D's. Y'all ready?"
Oh my God!
Yeah, that was my big excursion as a kid. Okay,
that was the way I grew up. We just hopped in the car, went to grandma's house, and that was. That was wonderful, too. Like, we made wonderful memories as a family that way as well. So, well, you know.
We want to wish you a happy new year, Jen. Happy 23.
Yeah,
thanks for being a part of the program. You're a family to us here. And we love you to death. Just thanks so much for everything. Seriously.
Yeah, Jen.
Right?
Happy new year.
Of course. Happy new year. Have a good one.
Have a great one, sir, Jen. Okay.
Thanks, Jen.
Let's go see our sunshine lady. It's got that one-liner down in the keys, Joe, shall we?
Ooh, yeah.
Why don't you bring on your butt, man? Come on.
Captain Deb. Come on on.
Yeehaw, boys. Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year.
Baby, Captain Deb. Boy, I tell you, I've been watching your Instagram and Facebook feeds. You're on that brand new ride of yours. You've been chartering some other big, beautiful boats. Man, you are just doing great lately, aren't you not?
Butt. Yeah.
Damn.
I tell you what, the world's great today and definitely blessed, that's for sure. It's a beautiful day down here in the Keys. It's gorgeous. Water temperature is about 75 degrees, and I'm on my boat, and I'm headed out the channel, and I'm going wahoo fishing this morning, and maybe look for one of those mahis that they were talking about earlier. Maybe they floated down this way. So the bite's been pretty slow yesterday and the day before. Matthew was talking about, you know, a kind of a gentle current, and we still kind of have that.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed up north where you guys are from, Palm Beach and to Miami, the sailfish bite's been really hot. But it's not really picked up here as much as we want it to. You know, we're not seeing those banner days of 7, 8, 10 fish. We're seeing maybe one here and one there. So, right. You know, that's kind of what we're dealing with now. But, you know, the reef bite is hot, and today's the last day of grouper season, so I'm just going to go fishing, y'all.
Yeah, last day of grouper season, Deb, so I'm surprised you're not targeting those fish since this is going to be the last day to grab a. And by the way, that's one of my favorite fish to eat, Joe. I love flipping grouper, man.
Yeah.
They are great eating.
Grouper's
man.
Good.
Man.
Grouper's good.
Yeah.
I have the bent butts down. I might throw the reef. You never know what happens, you know? I mean, You just, when you get out there, the kind of what you do is you kind of go out there and you look at the conditions that you're given, you know, to see what kind of fish you're getting. So if there's no current running, okay, we're not wahoo fishing. If there's, you know, a lot of current, there's, you know, just all kinds of things that we can do, especially right. with the equipment that we have now.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how's the wahoo bite?
The wahoo bite's been great, especially up north, more Key Largo than Isla Mirada, but a lot of the guys that have been flying the kites this week have caught, you know, wahoo on live bait on the kites, and that's nice. That candy you like.
Candy!
Oh, God.
Wow, that's
again.
The candy.
It's a 19th time,
to,
man.
Captain Deb and the candy.
Joe.
Yeah, I'm and you guys know show. Me. I'm an artificial girl. So
yeah.
it's a new thing for me to get into the live bait more. I'm enjoying it, so just a new way to fish, and it's definitely something technical and fun, and I can't just get enough of it right now.
Talk about your new ride, Deb, that beautiful blue thing you're driving. What's that brand again? How big is it?
Yeah. So I have a Sea Hunter that I charter now, and also a 24 Yellowfin.
Okay.
And you can look me up at Captain Deb, that's CAPTDEB.com. And you can book either an inshore charter or an offshore charter with me. Next week, though, guys, We are fishing the Fish for Holly tournament. It's the biggest and largest sailfish tournament here in Isla Mirada and the biggest nice. Fundraiser. So when I talk to you guys next week, I will be in the middle of the tournament. So awesome. Bring you a live report from the water.
Love that, great. Man. We'll love that. Hey, Deb, I just want to wish you a phenomenal brand new year.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us in 2022. You made some appearances on the set, which is great job having her here with
us. Awesome. We got to do it again.
Those are always fun having Deb on the set with us, right?
Of course.
Do more of that in 2023. But, Deb, you've been a great addition to the show. We love you. You're a great promoter of the program as well. So just thanks for everything.
Yeah,
seriously.
We appreciate it. And, listen, I'm so proud of you, like, from this year and seeing kind of what you went through early on with some of that stuff and to see you pull out of that and see where you are now. It's great to see that. So I'm proud of you.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I appreciate it, boys. Yeah. It's been a great, the year was great. And then I had, some stuff happen, but sometimes you have to go through those heartaches to get to really the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
And you kind of got to go light that yourself, and it's all hustle. And you can do anything you want to do as long as you put your heart and mind to it and go for it. So just be a good person with a nice heart and be you and look what happens. So,
it disqualifies me.
It didn't help.
Sorry, Eric.
It disqualifies me in that category.
not at all.
Listen, baby.
Hey, I hope to have you guys out soon, okay?
Yeah, we want to fish with you. And Happy New Year, Deb. Thanks so much for everything, okay?
See you, Captain Deb.
All right. Bye.
Before we go to the break here, I want to say thanks to one of our major sponsors. I can't thank them enough, Joe. And, I'm referring to Nautical Ventures, I might add.
Yes.
They've been great for this for the show for so many years now.
Yeah.
The support they give to the program, they let us do the show every weekend. So thanks to Roger Moore, Frank Ferraro, Ella,
great
the
guys.
Whole crew over there that do so much work for us behind the scenes.
Yep.
We appreciate it very much. And if you guys have a chance, go by and check out the West Palm Beach store or the Fort Lauderdale location. You walk in, Joe. Is it not?
It's great.
I was going to say Candyland.
It's like a family. candy! It's like a Candyland!
You got, it's Candyland, man. Pick out your favorite boat. They have 15 lines of carry now, man. Okay.
Right.
Everything. Axopars to the Windy Yachts, the D'Antonio Yachts, the Crown Lines. Just so many brands and varieties of boats out there.
Yep.
Your favorite thing, of course, they have that one dedicated store in Broward. It's got nothing. You walk in, it's a yak store, man.
Oh. It's awesome.
Nothing but yaks and SUPs and stuff.
That's it. Yeah.
So
toys.
Toys, man. You walk in, have a great time and shop. Everything's affordable normally. And there's a great crew out there.
Awesome.
They treat you right, man.
Correct.
So just thanks, Nautical Ventures, for supporting the program. And thank gosh you're bringing us back in 23.
Yeah, and I got to say thank you as well. And I always say this. I remember when they were the one store right off 95.
I do too, man.
No AC.
Yeah.
And I used to go in there talk to Spencer and Roger. And I'll never forget, Roger's like, hey, Joe, I really like what you're doing. And, I think we can do something here. Just sell some kayaks. And I said, let's do it.
That's one visionary, that guy, dude.
Yeah.
He sees things way down the road, man. So
everyone else thought I was crazy.
Super thanks again to NV, and you guys have been phenomenal. Take a little break. Speaking of NV, we have the toy chest coming up next. Stand by, Joe, because it's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I'm joking. It's coming up here. It's a biggie, man. Coming up here at Fox Sports 940.
Live.
Let's get down to it.
We're bull.
Right?
Yes.
Don't kid yourself on this.
We're in your face.
And I stand by that.
We're action-packed.
Let's get to it.
We're sports.
Our business is sports.
Do you know who we are?
Miami's Fox
South
Sports
Florida
940.
South Florida fishermen know that this is Blue Water Country. Where big fish, big water, and big expectations sit right offshore. So we build blue water boats for the blue water fishermen, where yacht-grade construction meets 21st century technology. And compromise? Well, we leave that for the other guys. You can customize your own blue water boat by visiting bluewatersportfishingboats.com and discover why boating is better on a blue water.
Hear that? That's the sound of confidence. The sound of confidence brought to you by Nationwide Battery. For over 30 years, boaters and fishermen have counted on Nationwide to fire up their engines, to keep their electronics going, week after week, year after year. They have the largest selection of batteries at the best prices, with dockside installation available. If you count on your boat, then count on Nationwide Battery. Visit them at nationwide-battery.com. Nationwide Batteries, the sound of confidence.
Is your boat properly insured? When's the last time your agent called to discuss your policy? We're People's Insurance Underwriters, and boat insurance as you know it is about to change. We understand how the right insurance agent can make the difference in getting your claim paid or not. Our agents are lifelong boaters whose focus is on service, reliability, and savings. We can make a difference in your boat insurance. To learn more, go to thehappyboating.com. People's Insurance Underwriters. Insurance for boaters, by boaters.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FILL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FILL.
I light the night for my grandfather.
I light the night for my wife.
I light the night for all those fighting.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night unites survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer. Friends, families, and coworkers walk with raised lanterns. There are teams of one and teams of 1,000, all taking steps together to shine bright and inspire hope. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Join us and help deliver hope in place of despair, community instead of loneliness, and life-saving research and support for cancer patients and their families. Our goal is a world without blood cancers, and we're lighting the path to cures. The discoveries made in blood cancer research have led to breakthrough treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help defeat the darkness of cancer. Join Light the Night today.
Fox Sports 940 weather.
Mostly sunny skies for today. South Florida gets hot for New Year's Eve. High of 83 for today. And Fort Lauderdale, 83 as well. And Miami Beach. And tonight, kind of cool, low of 71. Partly cloudy skies for tomorrow as we start 2023 with highs in the 80s.
This report is sponsored by Dell Technologies.
Dell Technologies provides growing businesses with tools to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
The home of Florida Gators football. Fox Sports 940 Miami.
Catching all the fish, because you're tuned into the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
Catch all the fish, drink all the beer, anchor down, stand here.
With your hosts, two legendary fishermen, Eric Brandon and Joe Hector.
Oh, I certainly admire people who do things.
Drop the guys a line at 866-801-0940.
One ringy dingy.
And now, while you drink all the fish and catch all the beer.
Come on, pull yourself together.
It's back to Eric Brandon and Joe Hector on the Nautical Ventures Weekly Fisherman Show.
Yeah, it is, man. It's our last toy chest of 2022, Joe.
Yep.
Stevie J. Gray, open that thing up, and hopefully it's big enough to handle this one, man. Holy mackerel. All right, it's open. Pop it out right now. Joe, we have something called the Axopar Robus Shadow 900 Suntop.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 37-foot blinged-out Axopar with a Brabus bling on it, by the way.
Right.
Paired with Mercury Racing 450s, I might add. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, let me tell you something. Extravagant, hedonistic, and brilliant, packed with technical innovations and blistering performance, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
Truly a global adventurer, these open-air thrill-seekers built with obsessive attention to detail offer an adrenaline-fueled excitement, superior performance, acceleration, just a beautiful large boat. So many things with bling and the fun ride. It's fast as heck, by the way.
Yeah.
And for the bigger yacht owners or those longing to get behind the wheel of a Shadow, you take off by themselves, bring your families along. It's a multi-purpose kind of boat. Some of the big yacht guys actually pull us behind, Joe, as like their yacht tenders.
Right.
For the fun experiences going
ashore. Well,
they're
using this for a tender? Are you kidding me?
On the bigger boats, you can. Actually, a lot of the guys with the bigger boats actually pick them up and put them inside the
yachts.
Talking
about showing off, man.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. Yeah, that kind of roll, that kind of coin to roll like that.
You already own the party when you show up with this boat.
Get the Shadow Barabbas 900, and you will be the life of the party, because I kid you not. That is Now, back when I was there selling at Nautical Ventures, by the way, I did have a chance to sell two of those bad boys. I did. My customers loved them, okay? And the best part about selling that boat was going on a sea trial, because you try before you buy. And holy mackerel, was I blown away by the ride and performance of that boat, man.
What's the price point on a boat like that?
It's over $20.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're looking at starting at $300 and change, okay? Just so you know, okay?
Nice.
So anyway, it's a great boat. Check it out. And that's our big finale wrap-up toy chest prize of the year.
Those are my favorite boats, by the way. I love the way they look.
Let me tell you something, man. When I first worked there 7 years ago, and I saw them bring the very first one on the lot, I said, what the hell kind of hull shape is that? It just like was nothing I ever seen before. It has been a phenomenal success for Nautical Ventures, by the way.
I'm sure.
They own the entire state as far as the dealership aspect of it.
Right.
But they sell like just crazy great. The 28, the 24, the 37. They got a brand new 45
they
beast
go fast
out there.
They're fast, too, man.
And they are fast. Boy, they really ride.
And I'm sure you can get it with air conditioning.
Oh, absolutely. Maybrew AC on board. That's that all inverter electric AC, works great. So, again, check them out. And go for a ride on that bad boy. Hey. Joe, we have a little time to chat here, man. You have a big tournament coming up. I want to make sure we have plenty of space to talk about this. Comes up soon. Talk about that. Can guys get in? Take it away, baby.
Sure. So we got the Sailfish Smackdown coming up January 14th. I think that's like 2.5
Jeez,
weeks.
Jeez, right on a bend, man.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
This will be our 10th year doing the Sailfish Smackdown, so we're really excited about it. We got actually some pretty cool surprises for you guys for that tournament that we'll be posting very shortly here. And if you're interested in the tournament, you can go to extremekayakfishing.com. You can register, and anglers can register all the way up to the day of, just so people know. Our kickoff party will be taking place January 13th at Brews Room in Pompano Beach.
No other place.
Our main prize is going to be a bona fide kayak.
What?
All decked out for fishing, donated by one of our main sponsors, Nautical Ventures.
Yeah.
So how cool is that?
That's cool.
We're going to have Yeti stuff. We're going to have Simrad, some awesome stuff for the raffle coming up. So you definitely want to join in for that. And the raffle, just so people know, is open to the public.
Okay.
So the public can come. You don't have to be in the tournament to be a part of that raffle. We've raised thousands for these kids throughout the years.
That's
so.
A great cause, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. So once again, January 14th is the Sailfish Smackdown, and we're a little over 2 weeks.
And what beach again are you at?
That's in Pompano Beach, right south of the pier.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody can just walk up and hang out?
Yeah.
Average crowd, guys, if you want to participate, just walk up and say hey?
Definitely, yeah. And we get a big crowd for the shoot-off in the morning, and shoot-off will be around 7:30, like we always do. So
Will you be actually not on the show that day and doing a report from the beach?
Correct.
I thought so, yeah. Last year. So you'll Skype in and show us all the good stuff as you're doing your tournament, right?
Yep, show you all the back end and everything.
You mentioned also that Simrad was also involved in your thing this year.
Yes.
Courtesy of Grant Lester, right?
Yeah, so we talked to Grant, and it was great. He loves what we're doing, and he wanted to be a part of it.
Extra pair of eyes you can depend on.
Okay.
Bing.
Keep going.
That was a Simrad commercial. Sorry about
cool.
that.
Okay.
And so they wanted to be a part of it, and I think it's going to be great for both of us. So
outstanding.
We're excited.
Joe, I wanted to say thanks to you personally as a friend and co-host, man. You've been a great addition to the program. You and I hooked
Thank
up with
you.
This thing about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, man.
Just thanks for a phenomenal 2022, man. We've had a lot of fun together,
thank
man.
Thank you for having faith in me to bring me on the show here. And
you brought a whole new dynamic to the program, man. We have a younger audience, which is I love having the millennials on the show and some of the older knuckleheads like me and Stephen J. Gray somewhere in between. So we got all the demographics covered. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Man. Yeah.
So thank you for that, Joe. Big time, man.
Thank you. I enjoy it, and this is awesome.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
What's your plan? Is making your guns bigger for the new year?
You think so.
Bring the howitzers even make them larger?
No.
Okay. All right. So back at 940, Eric, thanks so much, bro. The podcast up later on today.
Yeah, you guys rock.
To Stephen J. Gray, man, I can't thank you enough for having us on your set here at the house.
Thanks,
you
man.
You have been just a great find for us. So thank you, brother, man. Okay.
Hey.
You guys have a great Happy New Year.
Oh. Hey.
Happy New Year, man. Follow us here at Fox Sports 940. Bye. Be safe.
We love
okay?
you. Yeah. We love you. Happy New Year. Yeah. Let's go singing along, singing in a Joey song. Hey, I said a Happy New Year song.
Nothing beats the thrill of extreme kayak fishing with little standing between you and fighting a monster fish. And when it comes to kayak fishing, nothing beats a Hobie with its hands-free Mirage Drive propulsion system. Nautical Ventures is your exclusive Hobie dealer for Broward and Palm Beach. They have the widest selection of models and accessories to make your Hobie uniquely yours. They're rigged by our in-house experts who fish the tournaments. They know what it takes to win. Go to nauticalventures.com to learn more. Nautical Ventures, the go-to people for Hobie.